Our scripture reading this week is Numbers chapter 6, verses 13 to 21. You'll find it on page 125 in your pew Bible. Now, the previous verses describe the order of the Nazarites and the procedures for that. It was a special way of serving God in the Old Testament. They would set themselves apart ritually, but then spiritually for a particular service. There were things they didn't do to symbolize that and to allow that. They couldn't touch a dead body. That would keep them out of the temple. They didn't drink alcohol. They needed to be particularly sober. And they didn't cut their hair. It was a symbol of the Nazarite. Well, this is a wonderful passage we're going to read that shows what happens when that specified period of service is over with. You're going to be a Nazarite for a certain amount of time. That time is done. You've served faithfully. And now you're no longer going to give that special sacrifice of service. Well, here's what you do, and really three things are key to the passage. One is you go to the temple with an offering and with a sacrifice. Now, many people will say, well, that's kind of counterintuitive. We've been serving God. So why at the end of our special sacrificial service to God do we come and bring him an offering? To thank him for the privilege of serving him in a special sacrificial way. That's the attitude we ought to have towards Christian service. We should not be sitting here saying, well, you know, I do so much. And, you know, I do it, but I'm a little tired of doing it. No, the Nazarite says, I want to thank you that I was specially sacrificially consecrated. Now you say, well, shouldn't be God to be doing something for him? Well, the answer is God does everything for him. God has given him everything, his very life himself. God gives his love to him. And so the Nazarite brings an offering of thanks to God for the privilege of serving him. Doesn't that set a good example for us in lifting up our attitudes about our service? Now, another thing you'll see here is that he then enjoys communion with God. The priest places the food in his hands, and he drinks wine again in the presence of the Lord. And what's that saying? That the great reward of our service to Christ is that we come close to him, that we get to know him, that we fellowship with him. Every Christian should live our lives thinking about the work he's given us to do. We're not justified by our works. We're not trying to gain something by serving. We want to serve him, and we look forward to Jesus returning and hearing him say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. That's what we should be looking forward to. And there's kind of a picture of it here as he eats and drinks. And we celebrate it in the Lord's Supper, the same sort of thing. Fellowship with our God. That's the reward of our service unto him. And then thirdly, he cuts all his hair off. That was the symbol of his Nazarite status. That period's over, so it's all cut away. And what does he do with the hair? He actually offers the hair on the altar. I think it's a beautiful picture as well. We might think of the long hair of the Nazarite as his crown. And we look forward to receiving crowns. There's achievements. There's things that we accomplish. And we know they're meaningful. And what's it all for? That he would be glorified. And in the book of Revelation, we've seen the elders putting their crowns at the feet of the Lord and giving praise to him. That's also in our service, even special sacrificial service. We want to lay it at his feet and say, Lord, we love you. Would you be praised and glorified through my Nazarite hair, as it were? Well, with that in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 13. Now this is the law of the Nazarite. When the days of his separation are fulfilled, he shall be brought to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and he shall present his offering to the Lord. One male lamb in its first year without blemish as a burnt offering, one ewe lamb in its first year without blemish as a sin offering, one ram without blemish as a peace offering. A basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and their grain offering with their drink offerings. Then the priest shall bring them before the Lord and offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. And he shall offer the ram as a sacrifice of a peace offering to the Lord with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest shall also offer its grain offering and its drink offering. Then the Nazarite shall shave his consecrated head at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and shall take the hair from his consecrated head and put it on the fire which is under the sacrifice of the peace offering. And the priest shall take the boiled shoulder of the ram, one unleavened cake from the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and put them upon the hands of the Nazarite after he has shaved his consecrated hair. And the priest shall wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. They are holy for the priest, together with the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the heave offering. After that, the Nazarite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite, who vows to the Lord the offering for his separation, and besides that, whatever else his hand is able to provide, according to the vow which he takes, so must he do, according to the law of his separation. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.